First question this morning from Kevin Trestolini. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks. Hey, Ryan, Zach Marker, how is he a different quarterback this year than he was last year coming off the knee injury? And what have you liked, appreciated most about the way he has performed these last few weeks for you guys?
Yeah. Well, I think he's certainly less fast, and it's unfortunate because he is such a great athlete, and you can tell that he's a little frustrated with his body, and sometimes it's not moving as good as he wants it to. Kind of reminds me of like a an old quarterback in the NFL that used to be faster than he is now, and just kind of hobbling around, can't do what he used to be able to do. And it's coming back week after week. He looks better and better, but he's it's still it's a progress type of operation because of how close to we are we are so close to the time where he just got cleared to play football in contact sports. And so I think really proud of the way that he's prepared and kind of understood who he is and figured out ways. He was never a guy that left the pocket too much. He's a drop back kid that can run, and so it's kind of helped him maybe stay in a little bit more and maybe feel a little bit more confident. I think the guys around him have really done a nice job at making him feel confident in that pocket, getting open when they need to in man-to-man coverage. And I think the progression that he's made since he's been here, I mean, he's still relatively new to that, to college quarterback, and the progression that he's made so far has been really good. And it's been great to have him be that guy that could fill in in the absence of Ryan and Nick.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
Your next question from Andy Water. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, could you just talk a little bit about Brock Gingrich and what he means to the program at this point in his career, especially having to deal with a few different quarterbacks back there?
Yeah, I mean, just a obviously a great leader, been a captain for us, and just does everything that we need him to do, does everything right. And I know you guys know this, but the center position is basically the quarterback of the offensive line. Those guys do just as much as the quarterbacks do mentally. They meet so much extra on top of the things that they that the other offensive linemen would do to make sure that they have all the offensive calls down, run game, pass game, who the points are and all that stuff. And so we put a lot of that onus on the center, and in a lot of operations, a lot of offenses might put it on the quarterback. We don't. We want to play faster than that. We want to have the quarterback worried about his run and RPO and pass reads. And so the center really does make a lot of those calls for us. And so those guys have done an unbelievable job, him and Dembo, on the year at just being sound, making sure there's a nice steady presence up front. And it's really been them that have kind of led that that offensive line to being as good as we've been this year. With, shoot, I don't know, 5 sacks maybe in 6 games, something like that.
Yeah, and I know you have confidence in the guys behind him, but when he suffered that knee injury early, was that kind of a scary moment just, for him and being an older guy and having to go through
Yeah,
that?
absolutely. You never want that to happen to anyone. And then obviously in your last year playing football, if you turn into that situation where how many games am I going to miss? Is this, this season was all I was looking forward to for a year. That's how it kind of always works. And then all of a sudden it might get cut short. And luckily he did a great job rehabbing, and it wasn't awful enough to require surgery. And so we got him back, only missing a few. I mean, I want to say what, 2 to 3 games tops.
Right.
So really great to have him back. And just that presence and that steady force in the middle is always great.
Thanks.
Ryan, next question from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach Carter, you've been involved in several of these Richmond, Delaware games over the years, and I wonder if what your thoughts are as this one appears to be the last until further notice.
Yeah. Just excited. We've always had great battles with them. Whether I was playing at Delaware, coaching at New Hampshire, and now playing coaching at Delaware, and so always been like you said, really good matchups. And what you're going to get when you go play a Richmond team. It's going to be tough, physical, sound. Really, really, really good, smart football players that are always in the right spot. Athletic teams that can score and hold you. And so, this one's going to be no different. This is going to be a great matchup. Two really good defenses going at each other. Two really good offenses going at each other, teams that are undefeated in the conference. And another tough challenge for the Hens on the road.
I could follow up by asking, this is sort of an odd year with the transition. How are you doing and how are the Hens doing with no playoffs, no rankings?
6-0.
Thank
Doing
you.
great. Can't beat it. Having a great time doing it. It's I'm going to be honest with you, to not answer your question that way. It's been almost, I don't know, maybe fortunate. A nice byproduct of this, which wasn't foreseen, is the fact that you really can take it one game at a time, and that's all we have, right? We have these 11 opportunities. We know the finite amount of games that we have and the amount of time that we have, and we get a chance to go out there and practice for five more Tuesdays, and that's going to be one of them's going to be tomorrow. We get a chance to make sure that we're really focused in on this game. There's nothing extemporaneous about our season at the end of it. This is it. And so we get a chance to make every one of our games kind of our Super Bowl, and we're ready for this week's.
Thank you, Ron.
You got it.
All right, next question from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Sorry to see the coach, the Maine Delaware rivalry end. Hopefully, maybe you'll play anyway. Just thoughts on Maine and their progress from a couple 2-9 seasons. Again, it was a 23-21 game with 12 minutes left.
Yeah,
Thanks, and good luck this week.
of course. Thank you, Larry. Yeah, very good football team. I think you could see going into that game the confidence that had changed over the last couple of weeks. It's not easy. I don't envy Coach Stevens. Like, when you have to kind of build back up, and you're coming off of a couple of down years, I can't imagine in this day and age that's extremely easy. And I know that you could see it in the last couple of weeks, and then going into a bye week, that they were playing confident football and they were good enough. Like I said, in this a week ago, this is a good enough team that's going to come down here and they're going to give us a hell of a fight, and obviously expect to win. And they proved that they certainly could. I think I'm glad that our guys fought through it and made sure that they, kind of continued to focus in and finish. But that main team was sound, tough, physical, had a great plan, used their bye week well. Another thing that I'm obviously concerned about, and thanks to the CAA on the exit to giving us multiple teams with bye weeks back to back. Concerned about Richmond coming off a bye as well. That's really good football coaches that are going to have another 7 days on us than we have on them, and that's concerning.
Brian, before I let you go, your team forced four turnovers on Saturday. Obviously, the pick six by Ty Davis was a game-changing play, but you're leading the nation now in turnover margin. How big is that stat, and how have you been so effective at taking the ball away this season?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much all we not all we preach, but we preach it more than everything else. And so it's great to see when it comes to fruition out there, because we practice it literally every day. We practice on both sides of the ball. The ball is the program to us, and it is kind of it's what we call our heart. And we want to make sure that at all times that's what's on the forefront of our brains. We've done a nice job at designing those things on defense. We've done a nice job at protecting the ball on offense. And if we don't turn the ball over, we're going to win most of the games that we play. And we've been really good at that on offense, and we have to continue to do that. It's not something that, that we have to not talk about and worry about. It's not a no-hitter. We have to make sure that we go out there and do the things that it takes to hold on to the football and take it away. And when we have been able to do that, we've been a force to be reckoned with.
All right, Ryan, thanks as always for your time today. Safe travels to Richmond, and we'll